Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you for hanging out with us. We got, I'm very excited about our good buddy Rob Jolliss being back on the show. Rob is the, Robert L. Jolliss is the name on the book Mental Agility, which I think is his last book. Also, Customer-Centered Selling is his classic. And he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Rob is one of the top sales trainers, customer care trainers on the planet. And companies all over the world have asked him to help them, and he's here to help us. Rob Jolliss, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, Rob, as always. Rob, on this week's poll question is asking our audience, the people who visit our website and who get to us in various ways, about what's a big deal this year? Is it profitability? Is it you know, is it getting a loan or whatever? But one of the questions we ask is, you know, do you just need more sales? And so far in that poll, we can keep up with how it goes as it moves along during the week. So far, by far and away, the largest vote getter is I just need more sales. And so it's not enough just to need more sales. You've got to take the steps to get more sales. And what kind of a conversation do we need to be having with ourselves to grow sales?
Yeah. other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? Let's take a small bite of that question. And I'm going to do something I don't normally do, because I'd normally answer you the question with, if you create trust, you can create urgency. If you can create urgency, you can create needs. You can create a position. You can defuse
blah,
life.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah. But how about we go at it from a different angle today? How about we, you know, I was out working with a couple companies in the past couple weeks, and one of their issues is they're not asking for the business. They want to close the sale. They do a lot of the things, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, they do a lot of the things that they need to do to close the sale, and then they, at the one-yard line, they get quiet. They get a client that says, okay, well then, you, let me think, and they go, that's just great, you think along there, you, and there are two ships passing in the night.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I'm going to answer your question the shortest I've ever done. I'm going to answer that question by saying, ask for the business. They're not asking, Jim.
What they're doing is
creating an environment to ask, but they don't actually ask the question.
Is this a marketplace issue? I mean, is this a phenomenon? I'll give you a quick example. I had a guy on earlier in the last couple of days who said that they're hiring. His company's hiring like crazy. They need lots of new people. And so they put out a bid for, you know, they put out their request for resumes, and the people know who the company is who's requesting this. He said, we'll get hundreds, maybe thousands of resumes, and in a week or two later, only a handful have actually followed up and said, hey, I want that job. Is this something going on in the is this a generational thing? What do you think it is? Why don't people? I mean, I never had a problem asking for the business. Did you?
No, and certainly not now. I have to tell you, like many people in 2005, 2006, 2007, I thought I was a genius because I barely had to ask.
Right.
Yes, we have to ask for the business. And you know, I don't know about you, Jim, but I got to tell you, I'm one of the easiest people to sell that you'll ever meet. The only thing I won't do is ask me for my business.
Right.
I feel like you can do that.
Right.
I'm getting ready to hand you my credit card or my checkbook. Could you at least ask?
Right. Yeah, show me the courtesy of at least taking me off the hook. But back to my point, do you think it's because things were so easy a few years ago, or do you think it's because people have forgotten how or never learned how to ask for the business?
I'm going for the second one, Jim. I'm telling you, I think that it's actually, as strange as it sounds, we may be having a logical conversation, but I don't think it's instinctive. I don't think people instinctively feel they've got to actually ask for a commitment. I think they instinctively feel if they do everything else right, the client will give them their commitment.
So they just think showing up is enough.
Well, yeah, and I'm a little kinder. I'm going to say showing up and let's say satisfying the customer's needs. Let's say showing up and doing what the client asked you to do in
right.
terms of the sales process. But they're not saying, okay, Jim, let me see if I've got all this right.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree that we've been able to accomplish bang, bang, bang? Client
right.
says yes.
Sounds
then
like
I'd love to work with
there
you.
There are two issues here. One may be training, and the other may be just an attitude. And when we come back, we're going to explore those two, training and attitude, after these messages. 20-tail, it also has to do with saying thank you, I think. That's part of the equation. I'm Jim Blassingame. Rob Jarvis is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.